Ira Winderman is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He has covered the Miami Heat for the Sun Sentinel for longer than Solana has been alive. That's not even a joke.
Damn, that's kind of scary.
Crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. But it shows scary. You this guy knows his stuff. You can read Ira's coverage on the Sun Sentinel app. You can follow Ira on Twitter at Ira Heat Beat. So obviously this Bam Tyler thing exploded in a funny fashion on Friday late. So where does it stand now? And is there going to be some sort of punishment from the league, do you think, towards Bam and or
Tyler? I asked the league, and their thing is, you know, at the moment, no, for this reason. It wasn't at a league-sanctioned event. It wasn't something where the league handled it. What happens is here in Vegas, Resorts World, large complex they built here, has three hotels inside. They built this big practice tent. It's a tent, and there's like four full courts in there. Teams schedule time. AAU teams can schedule time. Players can go. But it's not NBA sanctioned. It's sort of not their purview. So it's sort of like players in a bar fight or something like that, that the, you know, the legal system would handle it. Well, we still don't know. Everyone's using the word punch. I'm not sure there was an actual punch more than a shove and a knock to the face. Again, you know, like Solana said earlier in the show, the TMZ video, you know, it's an auction right now. If there was an AAU team playing there, we know every kid has his phone at the disposal. So I am sure all the kids, their dads grab their phones. They're in an auction with TMZ. Something like this has to come out when it's in the public and it's an open place. So far, no leak sanctions as we talk now. I think everyone would love to just sort of push it under the rug. It's summer league. If guys can't have fun in the summer, why are we out here?
Ira, to that point, what happened? Was it brewing? Like what was going on between Bam and Tyler?
You know, Channing, because I know I believe you had played professional sports at one time. And I think there's one thing at play here more than anything. When one guy gets the money and the other guy doesn't, and forget about everything else on the side. Bam Adebayo twice had extension deadlines, boom. As soon as he had them, the Heat paid him. Tyler Hero last October had an extension deadline. Crickets. Tyler Hero had another extension deadline starting in July. They traded him instead. When you don't get your bag, there is jealousy. But then for Tyler Hero to go on social media and this whole burner account thing, again, if you're Kevin Durant and you've earned $500 million, you can do whatever the heck you want, wherever you want. I think this is so stupid on Tyler's part that if I'm his agent, I'm telling him, shut down your social media, kid. You were in line for a $100 million plus extension. Would you rather be a smart aleck about the whole thing or get your bag? I think it was a real bad choice by Tyler. And eventually, guys, you know, have enough. And Bam had enough. And I mean, I can imagine you're talking about league sanctions. Mama Bam is going to come down harder on him than any league or any team. I want to hear what his mom has to say about this.
Ira, is this surprising to you that it got to this point between whether it was Jimmy Butler, whether it was Tyler Hero, and this resentment you talk about with Bam Adebayo? Because we know how Bam is regarded inside that building, right? Internally. Is it surprising that it got to that point? Because Bam seems more subdued than to be involved in any sort of, you know, behind the scenes arguments or discussions with any of these guys. Like, he always seemed like the perfect teammate to have, but now we kind of realize the two other faces of the organization weren't too fond of 13.
You know what? It's just the way sports is. Channing knows this. There are so many fights behind closed doors in locker rooms and otherwise that we never find out about because it's kept in private. This happened to be in a public setting. I spoke to someone about Heat, and I said, oh, what about Heat family now? And he goes, this is exactly about Heat family. Families have these things also. This is what it's like. We understand that. He goes, just because you guys don't see what goes on every day. Remember, Shaquille O'Neal tried to kill Pat Riley and Zoe had to step in between the two of them. This happens all the time. Jimmy, no one was a fan of Jimmy Butler. They were a fan of winning. When they were winning and things were going good, it's fine. If Bam and Tyler were still teammates, this wouldn't have come out. This was Tyler figuring, hey, I'm not your teammate anymore. I can say whatever you want. This happens all over the league all the time. It's the fights we never see that are, you know, the old what happens in private stays in private. Apparently what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas anymore.
Ira, is this, and we were talking about earlier in the show where now it's D-Wade, UD and Bam has now jumped. Bam jumped LeBron in my mind. Is this a UD thing? Is this what UD did for years for this team?
Yeah, and it's so fitting that Bam followed UD as team captain, that's who they are. You know what? It's I hate to use the phrase this much, but it's about drinking the Kool-Aid. And Channing, you know this. When Nick Saban was there, no one was drinking his Kool-Aid. But with the Miami Heat, they found – well, actually, that's probably not true. There probably were acolytes of Saban who did whatever he said, and you probably viewed them as suck-ups. But it's the same thing with the Heat. This is not for everyone. Kyle Lowry came in here and goes, like, what are we doing here about Heat culture? LeBron came in here, had all his people working here with sort of, Heat culture, I'm just here to win. So it's a matter of whether you get the buy-in or not. Every team has their culture guys, and teams also have guys who win. Jimmy Butler didn't buy in, but he won. LeBron didn't buy in, but he won. But yes, when it comes to what the Heat say they are about the culture, the Kool-Aid, hey, you know, UD, glass half full. You know, Bam, glass half full. That's just who these guys are. That's who the Heat looks for. But I got to tell you, sometimes that's to the detriment of the Heat. I'd rather have a guy who doesn't drink Kool-Aid but gets you to the championship. I think that means more, but that's what the Heat are about.
But it feels right. Doesn't it feel like there's this Heat resurgence now with that happening and Giannis coming and them being in the conversation for LeBron? Like, doesn't it feel like we're swinging it again?
This is going to get aggregated, and I'm going to be in trouble the first time I see him. But, guys, doesn't Tyler Hero have the kind of face that makes you want to punch him in the face? Doesn't he just have that kind of look? He's that kind of guy. He's the instigator in high school who was always doing the little digs until it becomes too much. But this time, he put it out worldwide on social media instead. I don't want to say he had, you know, what was coming to him. But it sort of was. You do something like that, there's going to be pushback. Now the question is whether it was pushback or it was punchback. But you know what? You play the wise ass. You play that kind of character. That's what's going to happen. Hey, you want to have your personality? God bless you. You want to be Boy Wonder? God bless you. You want to wear all kinds of outfits even after you lose? God bless you. But eventually that kind of stuff catches up to you. I think Tyler Hero could be screwed now when it comes to the Bucks and comes to his extension, because you know what? We're talking Bam and Heat culture now, and it's the greatest thing. Guys, I'll ask you guys, if you're the Bucks right now and Tyler Hero is due a four-year, $160 million extension, after what happened on Friday, what would you do now?
But does he deserve it on the court? Because he doesn't play enough. Like you're saying, I understand what you're saying about off-the-court stuff. But on the court, I don't think he deserves what would that be? 4 for $160? I don't think he's worth that.
You know what? Angry Tobin put it right. He played for $1 million a game last season. No one else in the NBA, that would be an $82 million salary. Luka is getting there. Jokic will get there. But that's basically, you have to show up and you have to play. That's always been the problem with Tyler. He's always had amazing confidence, and he's needed it because that's who he is. Look what he said to us when we spoke to him the other day at the game there. He said, look, I'm a 6'5 white guy with a 6'3 wingspan, those dinosaur arms. And look how far I've gone. I made the All-Star game. I averaged 20. And by every measure, he's correct. The one thing he didn't tell us was all the missed time that's factored in there. So I don't know. I just think at some point, you can say whatever you want. When you're Durant, when you're LeBron, when you're a guy who's at the upper echelon, you think otherwise. I would rather have the bag than have the last word. He got neither when it came to Bam. Mm.
You mentioned LeBron a couple times. What's going on?
In the wind, he's doing Fan Fest in New York this weekend. Everyone thinks he's either going to announce it there or leading up to it in these coming days, just so it doesn't become the overwhelming thing when he does his appearances there. You know, from my world, and I told someone this, so let's get this straight. The Heat are introducing Giannis Antetokounmpo at 3 p.m. on Thursday. It would be so LeBron to announce at 3 p.m. on Thursday and like a bunch of cockroaches in front of Giannis were all scurrying for the door to go write our LeBron story. So one thing about LeBron, for all the Shamses and the Wojes and the Chris Haynes, he controls the narrative 100% of who he is and what he is. He is the CEO of the NBA. That's why there haven't been any leaks. I would think sometime this week, I would think common sense tells me the Cavaliers, LeBron knows how to write a story. The Cavaliers are the story. If he doesn't do the Cavaliers, all of a sudden it becomes a little bit ugly again. Wait a minute. This is the second time you did this to your hometown team. By contrast, if he doesn't come to the Heat, hey, they got Giannis. They can move on. They can get DeRozan. They can get Klay Thompson. They can make their moves. I'm really curious, but I would think common sense says Cleveland. But damn, LeBron's always been his own guy.
Ira, like 2 weeks ago when all this happened, I was just spitballing with Crowder. Hawk was off. And I mentioned, what's happening with Kyrie Irving? Like, is that a piece that whether it's Cleveland, whether it's Philly, whether it's whoever, Miami, they could potentially acquire via trade, and Dallas might be for it. They can get a draft pick, a young asset. They're rebuilding anyways. That could be the piece that is missing to entice LeBron James to finally secure him, whoever the team is. Is that what he's waiting for, do you think? Is he waiting for one of these teams to go make a move like that to really cement the fact that they'd be a contender? Or do you think he's comfortable with where the rosters are at with whatever team he's deciding for?
Look, all the teams he's looking at, and you could put Kyrie something, but Solana, they're not going to have more than the Sixers do. So if he's looking to place to win, I know Joel Embiid's health is a major risk, but Tyrese Maxey is great. And then you add a Jaylen Brown, and you have a Vijay Edgecombe and what they've gotten, and you're adding in other factors in free agency also. So if he just wants the best chance to win, I think it would be Philadelphia. I'm not sure Kyrie is essentially some place that teams would pick up because of his other off-court kind of things. Dallas is saying they want him to mentor Cooper Flagg right now. So I think if you're looking at the Heat and saying, what Maverick might want, I think Klay Thompson makes more sense. He could put on his little sailor cap. He could pull right up to the arena in his boat and it's Golden State all over again.
We're out of time here, Ira. Have you written a column welcoming LeBron back to the Heat?
I have written two stories. I have written a story, LeBron 2.0. I compared it to all the great comebacks in South Florida sports. I spoke about Roberto Luongo going back to the Panthers after that long gap and being great. Jeff Conine, Mr. Marlin coming back for a second time, having the success there. Jimmy Johnson going from the Canes, coming back as Dolphins coach. I've written that, the great comeback, greatest sports comeback in South Florida history. And I've sort of written that he's going to Cleveland, so screw him, let's move forward on the season. So, you know, again, the book I'm going to write of stories I never wrote is going to be my memoir. Yeah. And you're going to have the Heat losing when Ray Allen doesn't hit the shot right at the end of that game six against the Spurs. It's like the Bizarro Seinfeld episode.
Yes.
That's what it's going to wind up being. Yes.
You've written and covered an alternative universe that has never taken place yet in our spectrum.
Oh, absolutely. Dwayne Wade not getting a single foul call against the Mavericks. He couldn't get the right whistle. Mark Cuban is ecstatic. They win the championship there. And you know what? In my business, because of the deadlines we have, I mean, this is how much of a loser Ira Winterman is. I write two versions of Summer League stories if I'm on deadline. I'm writing stories about guys I've never heard of. It's like, wait, big Russian guy leads Heat to victory just to cover myself. It really is a pathetic existence. Huh?
Amazing. Mm.
Ira, you want me to ghostwrite for you?
You know what? I actually have them all written with little XXs in the score line about the final score, so I don't need that. And I have another version written of Ira Winterman makes big money as journalist. That didn't happen either. Hey, maybe one day.
I have to tell you, it is a great book idea. The unpublished columns of things that never happened, you were prepared to happen.
Absolutely. Can you imagine if Pat Riley ever came here to lead the Miami Heat, but the Knicks gave a partial ownership stake and, you know, life just changed. Yeah.
Amazing. That's
But then again, if things went the other way, I would be talking right now to Sid Rosenberg. So you just never know.
Ira Winterman from the Sun Sentinel. Follow him on social media at Ira Heat Beat. Thank you, Ira. Safe travels back from Vegas.
More MAGA politics coming up next. Thanks, guys.